Chris, first of all, congratulations and welcome to Baltimore. And secondly, we appreciate you taking the time today to answer some questions from our local media. So, media members, before we open it up, if you would please state your name and your affiliation prior to your question, we would appreciate that. And whoever would like to go first, if Joey P., if you're on the call, go ahead. Joe Platania? All right. Jeff Zeribek from the Baltimore Sun. Aaron Wilson.
Oops, not here. This is Aaron. How you doing?
Go ahead, Aaron. Aaron, we'll let you lead it off. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Welcome, Chris. I'm Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun. Welcome to Baltimore. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris, your thoughts on signing with the Ravens and kind of what made this the choice? You had looked at some other teams, and just how do you see yourself fitting in and what do you expect to add to the defense?
Well, I'm very excited about being a Baltimore Raven. The franchise has a tradition of excellence, and so just to come and be a part of it is really exciting. I definitely see myself being an impact player on that defensive front in a rotation, including some very great players, Lodi Nada, Terrence Cody, and Terrell Suggs, and Courtney Upshaw. So I'm looking forward to getting in there with those guys and developing and establishing that rapport so we can go out on the field and dominate.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, this is Garrett Downing with BaltimoreRavens.com. And what was it, you know, when you were looking at teams, what was it that really attracted you here to Baltimore?
Just the ability to win, the ability to be right there and it every year have an opportunity to win a championship. Since Joe Flacco has been the quarterback of this football team, they've been in the playoffs every year. So that's definitely something that factored in heavily in my decision. Just the opportunity to come in here and be a part of a great defensive line and the role that Mr. Newsom and Coach Harbaugh want me to play, I'm very comfortable with, and I'm excited to have that opportunity.
Chris, this is Ryan Mink with BaltimoreRavens.com. Just what did Coach Harbaugh and Ozzie tell you about, you know, their expectations for your role?
Well, they definitely want me to be a leader on this football team and in the locker room on the field. They want me to definitely play a variety of different positions, you know, play defensive end, defensive tackle, move around a little bit. So I'm excited about that opportunity. That's something that I didn't have when I was here with the Giants. So I'm excited about the opportunity to do that and being a defense that's multiple looks, that's very aggressive. That's something that's appealing to me.
Chris, this is Bo Smolka with Comcast Sportsnet in Baltimore. As someone who's been on a Super Bowl winner and now the Ravens are a Super Bowl winner, and I'm sure you're aware of all the shakeup on the roster already, what's the biggest challenge for a team coming off a Super Bowl championship to try to maintain that level?
You've got to guard against the Super Bowl hangover, and that's just the level of complacency. When you have an opportunity to win a championship, everybody's telling you how great you are, and the tendency is for guys to think they can just pick up where they left off, and every year is a different year. You have to put your team back together, and so that's definitely going to be a challenge that's facing our football team moving forward. But I have the confidence that Coach Harbaugh and the rest of the coaching staff and the players are on the same page and that we understand we have to work in order to afford ourselves the opportunity to be successful.
Chris, just what do you feel like, you know, as a player, your strengths are, you know, on that line?
Well, I definitely think that I'm an intelligent football player. I have a good degree of athleticism. I'm a big athlete. I'm able to do a variety of things. I think that I have a lot of tools in my tool bag, being in the NFL for 8 years. So I'm a master at my technique, and it shows on film. So I definitely think those are some of the things that I can bring, and I can also teach a lot of the younger guys and help develop them as well. So I think those are the things that I'm bringing to the table for this football team.
And just how healthy do you feel like at this point in, you know, your ability to stay healthy moving forward?
I'm ready to play football. I went through the battery test with the doctors here in Baltimore yesterday, and, they gave me the clearance. I'm 100% ready to go, and I'm excited about getting started with the off-season program with the team.
Chris, what are your thoughts of joining a defense that's going through some transition, obviously, with guys like, you know, Ray Lewis retiring and just, you know, some pretty significant transition on this defense?
Well, there's always transition in the National Football League. That's just the nature of our business, particularly with the new salary cap and how things are with the CBA. There's a lot of moving parts all the time. So you have to put your football team back together every year. Every year is different, but I have confidence that we have enough guys here that understand what this thing is all about, understand what it takes to be successful. And I think the new additions will just follow suit, and it'll bode well for our success this coming season.
And, Chris, how did the meeting go last night with John Harbaugh, and what were your impressions of him when having the chance to sit down with him and talk with him and just kind of talk some football and get to know each other a little bit?
It was an awesome meeting. I mean, one of the things that you notice off the top is just his passion for the game. You know, he's a football guy, and I'm a football guy, so we just kind of hit it off immediately. I was very excited when he was talking to me about the things, the expectations that they have for me and for our football team. I'm really excited, and I'm really happy to be a Raven right now, and I'm just trying to take it all in, but it's a very exciting time for me.
Hey, Chris, this is Aaron Wilson again. They had a guy that was a veteran defensive lineman here a couple years ago that went to the Colts in free agency, a guy named Corey Ray.
Corey Ray.
Yeah. Did Corey's name come up? That's the name of him. Not comparing his players at all, but just in terms of role and being leaders and being veteran guys that have played in this front seven in the NFL for a while.
Yeah, his name came up. We definitely talked about that and some of the things, how they utilized him, and they definitely saw me in a very similar role. So I'm excited about that. You know, I'm very familiar with what they've done. I saw it on tape. So, like I said, I'm excited about it. I'm very confident that I'll be able to come in and do that job at a very high level and help provide this defense with an opportunity to be aggressive and a dominant defense.
Right, and when they bring up Corey, they're not just talking about football. They like his locker room presence. So is that pretty complimentary to you when they compare you to a respected vet like that?
Very similar, yes, sir. Very similar.
Yeah. Gotcha. Thank you.
Do we have any
Chris, do you have some ties to Maryland in terms of family? We heard that. Did you have family in this area?
I've got some family in the area, and obviously I went to school in the area, so I'm very familiar with my surroundings for the most part. So.
Is that like your brother?
They're very excited about me being.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just saying, your brother lives in the state of Maryland or something like that? Or?
No, I have some cousins that live in the state of Maryland.
Cousins live in the state of Maryland. Okay, thank you.
Are there any more questions for Chris? All right, well, Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for calling in. And again, welcome to Baltimore.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.